Burt Show.
First, Sarla calls us up, and she says that she's been going out with this guy for 3 years. And he proposes marriage to her, and she says, look, I just need 30 days to think about things. That's it, 30 days. When that 30 days is up, he bails. He's like, you know what? I thought about it, and this is not the girl for me. But somehow between then and now, she has their baby, and he doesn't know anything about it.
What she said is that she got pregnant and didn't realize it until after they had broken up, and she didn't want to tell him on a voicemail or leave him a message that she was carrying his child. She wanted to tell him in person. So she went her whole pregnancy, and 2 months later now has a two-month-old and still hasn't told him, so that's why she was coming to us to track him down to get some closure and to be able to tell him that.
I had somebody ask me yesterday at Taste of Atlanta about this. Like, they heard one day of it, and they wanted to fill in the rest, and I just made stuff up because I didn't have the time to invest.
Take you more time to explain it with the new made-up story.
I could have visited four restaurant booths and been in the wine tent for a half hour. So it's like, yeah, it was the strangest thing. They were, she had a baby, and then they both got hit by a bus. So it was weird, and we gave away the baby to caller number 9.
Now, Melissa, I could see the skeptical eyes here. You think that he came to Atlanta and there was no baby.
All I'm saying is that I would not have handled the situation the same as her. So I still am really confused on why she kept it secret for so long.
Did he meet his daughter this weekend?
He may have met a child, but I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
I kind of agree with Melissa.
Come on. Like, she would borrow a baby from somebody else?
Not necessarily borrow a baby. But it might not be his baby. It could be another dude's baby.
I wonder why she took a break. Just saying.
Like, 30-day break, because she knew she was hooking up with another guy, and then she was pregnant.
I see.
Just saying, DNA test.
So even if there was a baby, you would not get closure today.
I would not get closure today. I'm not trying to be too.
Well,
I'm being protective of Brad.
Well, he needs to too.
I don't think he came to Atlanta for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Brad.
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Did you make it into Atlanta this weekend?
Welcome to our nest of comfort.
Sounds like No, I did make it to Atlanta, and got a chance to. See Sarla and a little baby girl, Emma, who is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was shocking, you know. It was a great experience. It was a little strange. And, it really rocked my world. But little Emma, she's just over 2 months now, and she's gorgeous. She's beautiful. She's got her daddy's eyes. And,
do you know her daddy?
Hey.
What?
Well, that's me.
Why are you hopping on Melissa's a-hole wagon?
Was that out of... Was that out of
it's not just me that thinks that. I got a bunch of emails from listeners. Yes. But just being protective of Brad. Just saying, because I still don't understand this beautiful baby, why she would have not been to see you long before this. But
before we get into the whole baby thing, when you saw Sarla, how did you feel about it? Was there a reconnection for you, an emotional connection, or did you get affirmation that you made the right decision?
Well, a little bit of both. You know, whenever you see an ex, it's always, you know, for me at least, it doesn't matter how much time goes by, you see an ex-lover, an ex-girlfriend, whatever, there's always that strange feeling, that connection that you had, and trying to shake that, which I try to do my best to do. But, Sarla's a wonderful girl. I honestly got nothing bad to say about her. And it was nice to see her. It was really nice to see her. It was a familiarity there and a comfort. But I also wanted to keep my head about me and not make any hasty decisions or let myself be overtaken by emotions and the fact that she was there. But
how are you not mad at her? Like, wasn't there any anger there that she went through an entire pregnancy and that you have a daughter that you didn't know about? I think I'd be a little ticked off.
Oh, that's perfect,
I wouldn't say anger is the right word. I was a little upset that I was a little disappointed in how she handled things, but at the same time, I have no idea what she was feeling on her end and what it was like to be in her position of knowing that the relationship is over, but it's not quite over because we're going to have to continue to relate to each other as co-parents, so to speak. And I think she just panicked. And like I said, I'm not excited about how she handled things. I'm not, I'm sure if she could do it over again, she would do things differently, but I forgive her for that, and we're just going to move on from here and try and make this work somehow.
Now, Brad, last week you threw around the words good Christian man. Have you had any thoughts of marrying her because she had the baby?
Oh, of course. You know, I believe in, you know, I think parents are obviously a child's best growing up in a nuclear family, you know, with a mother and father, and I want my baby girl to turn out right. But, you know, at the same time, I got to think about what's best for me and what's best for Sarla, and I'm just not at a point right now where I'm ready to answer that question definitively, and we're going to continue to talk and communicate about that prospect. It was very emotional, you know, she was crying, I shed some tears, my little girl, she's just so beautiful, and I was so overwhelmed by seeing her and knowing that, gosh, this is my life, this is my blood right here, this baby girl.
Are you sure? Are you going to get a DNA test just to protect yourself, just in case? Like, what if?
Yeah, I am going to do that just in case there was some time between when we were, you know, when we had parted ways. But to be honest, like I really don't have any serious doubts. It's just I'm only doing it just to put any kind of possibility to rest.
I think
it's smart. So I offered that, and I appreciate that from her.
It sounds so lifetime movie to me.
Not accused her of anything, but.
It's to get the DNA test, even though the baby's in front of you. It just sounds like a lifetime movie.
But it always gets so built up. But the reality, it's not. I didn't think it was that unusual of a situation. Like
here, really?
Yes. I mean, I don't think it's common.
Really?
But I don't find it. Why do you hate me right now? Make her stop looking at me, Melissa. Can you look at Melissa? I feel like you're about to stab me. But my thing is,
go ahead and justify that statement.
It's not that I don't think it's common, but I could certainly see. You know how it is when you have personal circumstances with somebody, and it escalates until it becomes so big and so uncomfortable. So I think what happened is they take their break, and if I remember the details correctly, she takes hers, he takes his, and then in that time she finds out that she's got a baby on the way, and then she gets in her head that she has to tell him in person. And he gets in his head that he's not going to talk to her no matter what. And they go through all of that. He has no idea there's a baby. She's all hormonal baby heaven. And fast forward a year, and there's a two-month-old. And
I don't know.
Because they were engaged for 3 months, and then the breaks were taken, and then they couldn't communicate with each other. I'm just confused still. And so I do think he needs to take that DNA test just to get the doubt out of his head.
Hey, Nicole, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Hello.
First off, I love you guys. You're wonderful.
Loving you right back, darling.
Secondly, this guy, wow. He is, dude, you're awesome. You deserve so much better than this girl. And like you said, nobody knows what she was going through. Maybe she had her own reasons for not coming out and telling you. But I think you made the right decision when you did what you did a year ago. And I support anybody and whatever they decide. But please get a DNA test, for confirmation. Yes. Please get a DNA test.
Most are calling up and saying the same thing. You got to get that test. Hey, Brooke, good morning. You're on Q100.
I just wanted to let this guy know that in the state of Georgia, you're not recognized as the baby's father unless you do have a paternity test done.
Oh, really?
I have a 9-month-old, and his father's name is not on the birth certificate just because we were not married when my son was born. And so he's not recognized as the father.
So unless you're married, if you're not married when you have the baby, you have to get a DNA test done.
Yeah, just so because they won't recognize it as the father. Because when I was in the hospital, they were filling out the information. They said, which last name do you want him to have? And I said, mine. And they said, well, he won't be recognized as the father anyways because y'all aren't married. So that's just the way it went.
Okay, thank you. Laura, good morning. You're on Q100.
Shame on all you all.
How dare you?
Not
me.
He would not return or accept any communication from her, and she's getting all the blame that he did not hear about the baby. Mm-hmm. She tried to contact him, and he wouldn't accept any communication. So how in the world are you guys coming down so hard on her when she went through a 9-month pregnancy and everything else that goes along with that, when she cannot, the worst thing in the world you cannot possibly begin to imagine going through is not being able to get in touch with somebody.
Exactly the words I used last week. Melissa, how do you respond to that again?
Well, I respond that, I mean, it's one thing to try to contact an ex and them not want to return your call, but she never communicated to anybody that she was pregnant, and I guarantee he would have opened up to her, because I think it's a different level. If If it's an ex just trying to contact you, I mean, I totally get the cutting it off, let's move on. But she was pregnant. I mean, I think that she could have made better efforts to let him know, I am pregnant. This is not just a regular, I'm just trying to contact you.
Brad, when she was trying to contact you during that time, she never mentioned anything about a baby, obviously. But did she say, it's really urgent that you call me back now?
No, she didn't really indicate that. Again, she let me know in the form of a letter, because that was the only way that I was willing to communicate with her for the sake of recovering my heart and getting away from the situation and getting away from the relationship. So, like I said, you know, like I said last time I was on the phone with you guys, I'm going to take a little blame here for myself, because I wasn't allowing her to communicate in any other way.
But she did she did write you letters. In any letter, did she say, I am pregnant, Brad?
Yeah, eventually she did. Yeah.
She did tell you that?
At what point?
On the radio, Friday.
Yeah. The whole story
I can't
up to
remember.
This?
Yeah, well, you know, I can't remember what letter it was.
Well,
wrote,
now the story's changed.
Them,
yeah, you told us last week that you heard that you had a baby by listening to us on the radio.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
But you said she wrote it in a letter.
But I just asked you if she wrote it in a letter to you. That's the only form of communication you allowed. And did she say that in the letter?
He's trying to cover for her because we're beating her ass.
Mm. No, I'm not
and
trying to cover
shame
for her.
Shame on you.
No, I think it's a legitimate question that he should answer.
Are you just covering for her?
No, I'm not trying to cover for her. She said she had something she wanted to talk about. And after piecing the two together, I was listening to your radio show. And I found out by listening to you guys. And then I went back to that letter, took a look at it, and said she did have something she wanted to talk about. And so, although she didn't spell it out in the form of a letter necessarily, she didn't indicate that there was something serious on her mind. That
so in reading it back now, it's a little bit like The Sixth Sense. Now that you know, when you read the letter, it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But of course, at the time, you're not going to think that. I
think your baby is a descendant of Jesus. I think that's what was written in the letter.
I do fault her for not saying it, spelling it out in the letter.
Well, shame on you, Melissa.
No, shame on me. Yeah. I would, if I was pregnant, I would let them. I would let the father.
But that's the way you would handle it. She didn't have the guts to do it.
You know, he also got to get on her side. You know, I mean, I don't know. You're like tearing her up over here. The situation is what it is. You know, she wanted to probably tell me in person or at least over the phone. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was what she indicated in the letter was, call me, let's talk. I got something I want to tell you. I just assumed it was about, you know, what we're going through in our relationship. Hey, can we get back together? I'd like to be married. Something like that. I had no idea that it was a pregnancy that she was going through. So you got to get on her side of the spectrum here too, which is she did her part and she was trying to communicate with me. I didn't allow that, and unfortunately, I had to find out through listening to your radio program that that was the case. So she's not altogether to blame. It's just an unfortunate situation that we're all going to have to accept.
About 80% of the calls coming in are saying we're coming down too hard, way too hard on Sarla. Hey, Emma, good morning.
Hey, I agree. I think that y'all are being way too harsh on her. There's genuinely nice people out there, and, you know, we don't run across them a whole lot. I think that what she did was not the right way to handle it, but who are we to criticize her, you know?
The Bert Show. Brad, so our whole show is based on that, what?
Where do you go from here on this whole thing now? Have you guys decided that you're going to talk a certain amount of time? You come into Atlanta every weekend now. What's next?
Not every weekend. I told her I'm not going to be able to get back to Atlanta for at least another 2 weeks. So in a couple of weeks, I'll go down there. I'll take a paternity test. Mm-hmm. We'll spend some time together. We'll keep talking, keep things friendly, and you know, this is an adult relationship, and we got to remember that. And now we got somebody else to consider. And so I just want to, you know, take my time with it as far as, you know, the relationship with Sarla and I. But little Emma is still my baby girl in my eyes. And, again, I don't really have any reason to doubt that. No reason whatsoever.
Well, Brad,
I'm going to do the paternity test just to make sure. Mm-hmm. Put that out of my mind completely, and we'll move forward from there.
On behalf of the Bert Show and Melissa Carter specifically, I apologize.
You don't have to apologize on my case.
No,
I stand by what I say, and
someone
I think you should take the paternity test.
Have to apologize on your behalf.
Yeah, you don't have to apologize.
I will say,
I'd rather you not speak for me.
I will say, I think Sarla is a lucky girl. To
She's
have
a
you.
Very lucky
yes.
girl,
and so is Emma.
Well, I appreciate you guys saying that. Thanks so much.
So is Wendy.
Well, it's a long way down the road. We'll check back with you maybe after the paternity test, and you can come on and get the final bragging rights. Okay.
All right, y'all. Thanks very much. I appreciate it, and y'all have a great week.
All right. Thanks for filling us in, man.
All right, take care, guys.
Melissa really is sorry. I can see it in her face. Melissa, I can read you like a book.
I really, really am not comfortable with you ever speaking for me.
Get it. The Bird Show.